Professor Carl Heinrich Heldin, chairman of the board of the Nobel Foundation, said that he is worried about the current world.
Just as in the era of Alfred Nobel, today there are dark clouds in the sky around the world. Terrorist acts are a part of many people's daily lives, and wars are underway in many places. International cooperation, cross-border movements, and openness are being criticized. Science and knowledge are being questioned, for instance, regarding climate change. Leading politicians, both in Europe and in the US, are winning votes by denying knowledge and scientific truth.
Heldin said that the Nobel Prize is very important because Nobel Prizes have been rewarded to those who help fight against poverty, are committed to scientific discoveries, authors of literature and verse, as well as political leaders contributing to peace.
Alfred Nobel wanted to reward those who have conferred the greatest benefit to mankind. He understood the power of example. Good role models show by their words and deeds that it is possible to understand the world and to improve it. They confirm that people can tackle the biggest challenges of our era. Doing so requires creative and courageous individuals who are willing to take the lead, find solutions, and broaden our awareness. And he wanted us to be inspired by the Nobel laureates and what they have achieved for humanity.
This year's Nobel laureates include Professor David Fowlis, Duncan Haldane, and Michael Kostelis in physics, Professor Jean-Pierre Sauvage, Sir Fraser Stoddart, and Bernard Feiringer in chemistry, Professor Yoshinori Osumi in medicine, and Professor Oliver Hart and Bernd Holmstrom in economic sciences. They received their Nobel medals and diplomas from the hands of Swedish King Carl XVI Gustaf. Nobel laureate in literature Bob Dylan failed to attend the awards ceremony, but his famous song A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall was sung by Patti Smith.
I've stepped in the middle of seven sad fires, been out in front of a dozen dead oceans.
Earlier in the day, Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos received his Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo. Except Santos, the Nobel laureates all attended a grand banquet together with the Swedish king and queen in the famous city hall of Stockholm. It has been a great tradition and a true showcase for Swedish fashion in combination with science and art. For CRI, this is Chen Xuefei reporting from Stockholm.